You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Frank Provenzano with the University of Michigan. We're talking with Stephen and Susan Ford on the dedication day of the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy. Stephen and Susan are two of Betty and Gerald Ford's four children. Welcome.
Thank you.
How has your father kept up on the construction of the building where Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy is housed?
Well, you know, I will say he's not that internet savvy, but he's got some people around him that are able to get the pictures that are sent over the internet to, you know, I think they're updated daily or maybe weekly of the construction of the building. And I know every time I'd go down to visit him, he'd show me some of the pictures that were sent to him by Dean Blank and President Coleman, and he's just so excited to see as it you know, got taller and taller and taller and more completed. And he'd always be very excited to see that.
Now, if we look southward from the building, we see what is now referred to as the Big House. Susan, could you share with us some of your father's fond memories of attending U of M and playing on the football team?
Well, of course, you know, with him being a center and his jersey's been retired, which I was trying to remember, I saw that picture recently how many years ago and how important that was to him, that whole ceremony and coming back to the Big House. And he's always loved coming to meet with the team before the games and give them advice and tell them how to really play football. And I did it with a leather helmet and, you know, all of those things. And so those are just really special moments for him. And, you know, when you look at his career, he couldn't afford basically to go to the University of Michigan when he was in high school. And he had a teacher or coach who took him under his arm and encouraged him and helped him figure out how he could do it. So the university means a whole lot to him.
He was quite a football player too. He was, I believe, captain of the team. And in 1935, he played in the All-Star game in Chicago.
The Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers both drafted him. And I think it was a 10-game season. You got $200 a game. And he said, you know, I would have been a mediocre center on a professional football league. He says, I decided to go to law school and thought he made a better choice. And but, you know, what he learned playing football at the University of Michigan and the pride and the leadership and the people around him and the quality of people that went to school here at that time and still today, those lessons on the football field, you know, he can't ever give those up. He would never give those up. He loves Michigan football.
Certainly his character, his sense of collaboration, bipartisanship served this nation quite well. If there was a president at the right time, at the right place at the right time, certainly many historians have said it was Gerald Ford. What is President Ford's lasting contribution to public policy?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to look at his presidency and think how unique a presidency it was at such a troubled time in American history. Here was a man that took over the reins of this country, the first president to serve that did not go through a general election, either as vice president or president. And I remember that day when he got sworn in, and it was a somber moment when we walked into the East Room of the White House and really a constitutional crisis, because you had a man taking over the reins of this country that had not been elected by the people. You had a recession going on, the Vietnam War, Cold War with the Russians, very troubled time in American history, and yet he was able to steady the ship. I think Tip O'Neill, probably the greatest quote I heard about Dad was Tip O'Neill, the former Democratic Speaker of the House, in his memoirs, and I quote roughly, said, God has been very good to America in troubled times. During the Civil War, he sent us Abraham Lincoln, and during Watergate, he sent us Gerald Ford, the right man at the right time to steady this nation. And I think that pretty much sums it up.
That's quite a compliment. Susan, how would your father address what, by many people's account, is a very cynical environment? Many people feel quite cynical about today's political leaders.
He's very saddened by the lack of bipartisan. I mean, we were talking about this at dinner last night of the wives, the Congressional Wives Club used to get together on a weekly basis and work at the Salvation Army, and the wives of the congressmen and senators lived in Washington back in my dad's and mom's day. And they supported each other and went to child care together and church together and everything else. Today, that's not done. they go in and they're there Monday through Thursday and they go home for the weekend. And so the spouse stays home in the home district. So it's very different today. And I think that's really hard for my parents to sit and watch, is you don't have that family community support system. I knew Tip O'Neill's kids. I knew other congressional kids. And we all grew up together, and it didn't matter, you know, whose party you were in. That was not the issue.
But, you know, I would add to that saying that I think Dad grew up in a time, first of all, he grew up in a wonderful city, Grand Rapids, Michigan, all-American city, the Midwest. And his parents and the people around him gave him, you know, he had a positive attitude about everything. And he would look at it and say, this doesn't show me what we can't do. This shows me how great we are and what we can do. And he was always looking forward, not backwards. And I think that's a great deal to do with his parents, the people around him, people here at the University of Michigan, that let him look at a situation and see the positives, not the negatives. Yes, today it's certainly changed a little bit, a little more cynical.
In terms of policy, what kind of approach and attitude would your father expect and hope that today's students would embody in their studies of public policy, so when they become government servants, they can translate what they know into the kind of public policy Gerald Ford would be proud of?
Well, first of all, the University of Michigan stands for the kind of values that Dad always stood for. And, you know, it's interesting to look back on his career. He would be so proud to know that this facility is here now, the School of Public Policy, with his name on it. You know, not honoring him so much, but honoring what he thought about being a public servant. And that ideas and issues and can be discussed from both the left and the right, and education can go on here. And it's interesting, Dad was truly a moderate, middle-of-the-road conservative. And so he would endorse ideas being discussed on both the left and the right. He always felt very strongly that the answers were found in the middle.
I think speaking for quite a few people, we are very thankful for Gerald Ford and for you joining us today.
Well,
thank you, Stephen and Susan.
Much.
Thank you.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.